Hey everyone, welcome to the Gospel CMS podcast. My name is Ben Baluri and I'm excited to spend some time with you thinking about how to get stronger, go deeper, and become even more like Jesus. Recently, I've been reading and reflecting on passages from the lectionary calendar for the Lenten season. Before I get into today's thoughts, let me just share a little bit about Lent and why this season is more than just giving up chocolate until Easter. Speaking of Easter, let's start there. Easter marks an extremely significant point in time for Christians around the world. We celebrate that day as a reminder of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's most significant because if Jesus was not resurrected, there'd be nothing to hope for when it comes to eternal life and renewal. The 40 days before Easter are called Lent. Lent starts with Ash Wednesday, and during Ash Wednesday services, some churches use ashes to form a cross on the participants' foreheads as a reminder of our broken human nature. It's a symbolic way of reminding us that our human bodies will be gone someday and helps prepare participants for the coming fast that they're going to participate in over the next 40 days. A lot of Christians then use the next 40 days to give up one or more things they value, such as food, social media, or maybe something similar to that. But during the fasting period, they spend time in prayer and worship when they would do their normal activity. So the lectionary calendar follows the church year and offers relevant passages for whatever time of year it is, giving pastors and teachers suggested passages and lessons to offer their congregations. Each week, there are four passages offered for study and reflection. There is a passage from the Old Testament, the Psalms, the New Testament, and then one from the four Gospels. In our case today, I've been reading the March 24, Year C version. So this week's readings focus on passages from Isaiah 55, Psalm 63, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and Luke chapter 13. I won't read them all here, but please feel free to take time to do that exactly when you have a few minutes later on. After reading those four passages, there were some really big ideas I took away that I know that you can find helpful and hopefully relevant for your life today. And I could go on and on for days with everything that I saw in those passages, but one theme really stood out to me, and I think it's something that we struggle with pretty consistently. That is the question, is God a merciful God, or is God a just God? And for me, I believe the answer is a resounding yes. I believe when we truly read the Bible to better understand God, rather than just looking for an excuse to deny His sovereign nature or justify our bad behavior, we're better able to discern how He can be both merciful and just at the same time. In these four passages today, one of the common themes is the concept that salvation is available to everyone. Just reading the beginning of the Isaiah passage confirms God's gracious nature. He says He is more than willing to provide food and drink to anyone who asks. This is convicting for me because I sometimes fall into the trap of hoping other people will get their just desserts rather than be delivered from their pain or the emotional and mental demons that plague them. Paul speaks about the reality of spiritual warfare in Ephesians chapter 6. He says it's not people we fight against, but spiritual forces. That may be a foreign concept to some of us, but the Bible tells us the spiritual world is just as real, if not more so, than the natural world. David reinforces this idea of God's mercy in Psalm 63. He talks about spending time with God consistently and leaning on Him for all of His needs. He gives us an image of a trustworthy, protective Father when He says God's right hand holds on to Him tightly. Do you see God as being a good Father who wants to protect you and provide for you? Now, that may be difficult if the only examples you've ever seen of father figures are weak or abusive. If that's where you're at right now, I am prayerful God will reveal His good and holy nature so you can be reassured of His strength and willingness to love you. And if you're really struggling with that, please share it with us here at Gospel CMS. We want to pray with you about that and help you find the healing you need to see Him as He is, and for you to be able to see Him as He sees you. Now, I want to point out real quick that the merciful God we're talking about right now is all from the Old Testament. Considering that most people equate the God of the Old Testament with a hateful, vengeful, angry God, I think it's worth pointing out here that we're seeing Him in a whole new way in these two passages. That said, God is also a God of righteousness and justice. The next two passages, which come from the New Testament, point that out very clearly. First, Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians of the consequences of pride and constant rebellion against God. The Israelites have been freed from all the hard oppression the Egyptians placed them under. They had been provided food every day, and they had God Himself in their presence throughout this experience. And even still, they could not be satisfied and rebelled. God was really patient, but eventually He decided their acting out was just too much. He brought justice and wiped out 23,000 of them in one day. And Jesus continues this thought in the Luke passage as He speaks about repentance. He starts with a couple of questions about tragic events and asks the listeners if one sin is worse than another. His answer is strong and deep. He says, "Of course not." His point is, sin is sin. Tragedy happens. But what will happen to us, you, me, if we do not make a deep, strong stand to seek a true relationship with God? Jesus says we'll face judgment. And that's exactly what He goes on to explain about the fig tree. Notice that the fig tree's owner, God the Father, is ready to cut down the tree. He's done with it. It hasn't done anything productive in 3 years. That tree had been sitting on the couch, eating Cheetos, drinking beer by the barrelfuls, watching some mindless loops on the television. He gives the order to chop it down, dump it in the fire pit, and watch it burn. But the gardener, Jesus, says, "Wait, just give me a year to care for it. Let me spend some intentional time with it and see if it can come back." That's our Jesus. That's the same Jesus who just told us to repent because judgment is coming. And before you start thinking Jesus and the Father are two different personalities, two different people, just consider Jesus is not saying the judgment shouldn't come. He's not saying He disagrees with uprooting and getting rid of the tree. He's just asking for more time. That's what it means to be a God who is both merciful and just. Now my question is, can you get down with that concept? Can you consider that God wants you to prosper? God wants you to be well. God wants you to be joyous. But God also wants you to recognize you need Him. God wants you to accept that you're not capable of being healed, complete, saved without Him. So there you have it. Four passages that resonate with just a bit about how we were created by a God who is both merciful and just at the same time. I hope you're able to hear that in these passages today. And I hope you're already in a committed relationship with the only God who can satisfy that emptiness in your soul. If you already have a relationship with Jesus, how are you living in a way that reflects both mercy and justice for others? For yourself. And if you don't have a relationship with Him, I hope this talk gives you a good place to start thinking about what that might look like for you. And whichever side of the fence you're on, I would love to hear from you. Be blessed and be encouraged.